Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Daf Kuf Nun Beit. And I believe that we had got up to Tanya Rabbi Yossi Bar Kisma Omer, if I'm not mistaken. So we were talking about old age and the issues of the decay of the mace, comparing it to a bayit, which is what Kohelet had done. So we're at about, I would say about a quarter of the way down, maybe a fifth of the way down. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Bar Kisma Omer, Tava Tre Mitlat. You know, two are better than three. Meaning, when you can walk on your two legs without needing a walker, it's a lot better. So two legs are better than the third leg, which is a cane or a walker of some kind. You don't want to need that. And I can say to you, Vayla Lechada Da'ozla Velo'atya. And it's certainly worthwhile bemoaning that one thing that goes and never comes back. What's that? Reb Chista, youth, my friend, youth, Yankuta. Kiyata Rav Dimi, Omar. Well, you know, they always say that that being old is like a beautiful crown, you know. So let me tell you something. Youth is like a crown of roses. Old age is a crown. It's a crown of thorns. So it's a klila de chilfa. Tana Mishmeta Rebbe Meir. Sorry. Dok bekake v'tishkach benegre. You should chew well with those teeth. You'll find the difference in how it is that you can walk. In other words, your metabolism will respond to the way in which you eat. Shenemar, because after all, it says actually in the Pasuk, it says ki, specifically in terms of lechem. Of course, sorry, please excuse me for a minute. Over there, it's talking about, it's a terrible Pasuk, really. So it's talking about how wonderful things became after we started worshiping the Avodah Zarah. after I started going to church and I followed Richie's advice, you know, get me to the church on time, and things started going really well for me. You know, that Klal Yisrael is responding to the Navi, you know, what are you telling us to be Eved Hashem when things go much better when you start going to church every day? So it says over there, V'nizbalechem, V'nietovim, V'ra'aloraino. So we get a lot of wonderful bread. And everything looks up, and we never see anything going wrong. But anyway, meanwhile, it does say, as you can see, it does say that when you eat properly, so v'nisbalecha, you get better. Omer leShmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana, Sharpie, Shirei Sakecha v'ayel lachmecha. Open up that sack of yours, meaning your mouth, your stomach, and let the food come in. Ad arba'im shnin mich lemala. So until you're 40 years old, eating solid foods is good. Mikan ve'elach, but from that point on, switch to talisker. And mishte male, it's better to drink. Anyway, so we had this strange interrelationship. Once we were talking about the breakdown of bodies, so there was this guy who was a eunuch, and he was a tzeduki. He always used to start off with Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was not only called the baldy, I mean, the son of the bald one, but he actually was quite bald. So anyway, so this guy used to make fun of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So one day he goes over to him and says, so how far is it from here to Baldyville? Me'ochel karchina kamahavi. So he said back to him, well, I think it's about the same distance as from here to Castrateville, you know, me'ochel guzania, about the same distance. Omalei tzeduke. So the tzeduke said to him, you know, a flock that's bald, so a hairless goat is what it's referring to, right? So a hairless goat is not worth very much, you know? They sell them for four dinners. Omar Leh, he said, well, you know, you got me over there because a ballless sheep is sold for eight dinners. Why is that? Because, you know, he doesn't waste all of his energy, so he gets fatter and fatter with his hormones. So, yeah, you know, you're better off than me. You're really right. Actually, the Rabbeinu Hananel takes out the Omar Leh because he looks better. The tzeduki looks better. So he says that this was, the tzeduki was already telling him, I know what you're going to say, but, you know, at least we are worth eight. You know, you're only sold for four. So anyway, so then the tzaddiki sees Rabbi Yeshua wasn't wearing shoes. He says, you know what they say? They say a guy who rides a Mercedes is a king. If he's down on a Chevy, at least he's a free man. If he's got shoes on his feet, at least he's human. But who doesn't have even that? The chofer v'kofer tavmine. It would be better to be buried. Omar Leser, Rabbi Yeshua says to him, Guza Guza, listen here, Mr. Castrate. Tlat amartli. You've tried to insult me three times, okay? Now I'm going to tell you three things that are responsive. What they say is, you want to tell me what they say? I'll tell you what they say. Hadrat panim zakan. The most beautiful thing on a face is a beautiful beard. The joy of one's heart is having a woman. The nachala of Hashem is having children. Thank God that you don't have any of them. And that's wonderful. So it's great to be castrated. Baruch hamokam shemenacha mikulam. May God be blessed who kept them all from you. Omar Lay, Rabbi Yeshua, really got to him, so he responds, man, oh man, karcha mitsuyana, you know, a baldy like you should be over making trouble for people and arguing with them all the time. Why don't you learn to shut up? Omar Lay kara shalifa tochecha, the ball of sheep, he's the one that starting up with people. He knows that he's vulnerable. Omar Lay Rebbe l'Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta. How come, but basically he was saying this in a nice way, but how come you didn't come to visit me on the Mayit? After all, your family used to come, even though they were great Gedalian, but they would come and they would visit my forefathers. So in other words, he didn't want to say it. He was saying it the opposite. He said, how come we didn't come to visit you the same way that our forefathers had come to visit your forefathers? But he understood what it meant. So Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta said to Rebbe, you know, things have changed, man. You know those little rocks that used to be little rocks when you were a kid? Well, to me, they look like mountains now. Slaim nasim gvoim. You know, it's hard for me to go places. Krovim, you know, you say, yeah, how far away are you? What do you live a half an hour walk? Yeah. Krovim nasur chokim, what once used to be very near, seems to me a long plane ride. And mishtayim, I used to have 2 feet. Now I've got 3 feet. Besides which, if I'm going to come visit you, you know what my wife is going to say. Same thing the wives always say when the Rebbe comes to town. So if you've got working equipment that can make your wife happy, that's fine. I ain't got no working equipment. And all I'm going to be left with is a woman who's mad at me. And because of that, Mesim Sholom Babayit Patel, what I used to use to make things happy at home, don't work anymore. So we go on to talk about the comparison of the gradual loss of functionality in old age to the idea of a house that is breaking down. So the doors to the street, they get shut. That's a reference to Nikavav Shel Adam. So urination no longer works. Defecation no longer works. Bishval Kol HaTachana. That's because the stomach no longer makes any sounds grinding. It's not digesting properly. Vayakom lekol atzipor, he wakes up to a bird, meaning the smallest sound will wake him up from the middle of the night, and he's convinced, oh my God, who just broke into the house? Vayishachu kol benot ashir, and all of the beautiful voices of song sounds to him like a pit of distortion. Afilu kol sharim v'sharot, the most beautiful choirs sound to him like a shulcha. V'af Barzilai HaGiladi amar leDavid, Barzilai HaGiladi, who David was so mechabi because of the way that he had taken care of him when he was running away from the rebellion of Sholem. So Barzilai HaGiladi responded to David's offer that he should be someone who has his su'uda, and he should be miyoshve shulchonai, and he should come join him in the royal palace. So Barzilai HaGiladi said to him, look, I'm 80 years old. You think I know what the heck's going on? I'm half Aver Bottle. I don't know the difference between Tov and Ra. So here you see that there's a senility that could sit in. And imitam avdechat asher ochal v'tasher ashter. You think that I can even taste what I eat, what I drink? Mikan shesiftot hayam shel zekenim mitraptot. This means that their their lips of old people. They droop or they split. They can no longer really suck their food properly. Imesh ma'od bekosharim v'sharod. You think that I'm going to enjoy the orchestra, the choir at the royal table? Mikan sh'oznehem sh'ozekenim mitkabdot. You see from here that in old age, the ears stop working properly. Omar Rav, Barzilaya Giladi Zachfoni. It's not true. It has nothing to do with his being 80 years old. It has to do with his being a dissipate person. I can tell you that there was an Amma. It was one of the maids that worked by Rebbe. She was 92 years old, and she was the chief chef. She used to be able to taste everything perfectly and tell you exactly what ingredients was needed. So don't give me this stuff. And the question over here is he couldn't have been telling the truth. Rava says, it's not he wasn't telling the truth. It's just that it had nothing to do with his old age. It has to do with the fact that he was Barzilai Geladi Shatuf Bizimahavi. He spent his whole life running after sex. And people that do that kind of thing, they get old while they're young. So he was only 80 years old, and there he is complaining about being young. You take a look at the difference between, and of course this was the closing of Seder Kotchim. You take a look at the way Tanya, actually because some say that that part of the Mishnah isn't really a Mishnah, but anyway, we have it as part of our Mishnah that closes the second. And in Kinim, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi Omer, you can see this is a difference between Talmidei Chachamim. The older they get, the more profound their Chochmah becomes. The longer you live, the deeper is your Bina, your understanding. They become stupider as they get older. Meisir safal neemanim v'ta'am zekenim yikach. You will watch the great philosopher. Forget it. I won't mention names. Gami gavoa yerau shafilu gavshishut ktana domealav karei. So the Pesuk in Kohelet goes on. They will be frightened. It's not to the right. There's something wrong with the mic. It's become, it's not working properly anymore. It's become extremely, extremely sensitive to exactly the right thing. So I can't keep going with this. What's wrong, Robert? I'm getting...
It really doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, you never know in old age. How's this? Is this better? That was just an alien. Just an alien had broken in. Nothing to worry about. Anyway, so we're going back to the psukim in Kohelet. Gam mi gavoa yirau. So anything, everything looks very tall. Afilu gav shivshit ktana domelav karei harim. If there's like a little hill that this guy's got to climb in the street, it looks to him like Mount Everest. I can't get up there. V'chat chatim baderech. The road looks like terror to him. B'shash ma'alech baderech nasu lo tohim. He's walking around along the road, and everybody, either to him or everybody who's looking at him, is closing. Oh no, he shouldn't be driving. So it looks like terrifying. V'yonetz hashaked, the almond tree starts blossoming. What that's referring to is the fact that now his hips start sticking out, and he looks like he's got these bumps all over him. V'yistabel hechagav elu agavot, his rear ends become too heavy for him to carry around. The tafer ha-vionaz, his libido is gone. Zu chemda, ha-vionaz is a reference to desire. That's what was a reference to the posik, to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which was called the aviona. That's the remez over here to the churban. Rav Kahana, ha-viposik sidra kameda rab. Rav Kahana was saying over. He used to say over something from Tanakh every day to Rav, so he gave him the Pirkei HaYom b'Tanakh. So when he got to this posik, the tafer ha-vionaz, which is a reference to libido, so Rav started moaning, groaning, ay, vey, vey, vey. Nagid v'itnach. So Rav Kahana said, oh, poor Rav, it looks like his libido is gone. Shmamina batalei chemde d'Rav. Om Rav Kahana, my dechtiv, why is libido so important, actually? Because take a look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, ki hu amar vayehi, that God spoke and magically it came to be. I mean, let's be honest. If you didn't have any libido, you know, so you would take a look at this female, you know, you would want it. Or when it says the Hu Tzivav Yamod and continues to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it and it happened. You know what that's referring to? Again, let's be honest. Children, highly overrated. Would any normal human being want to give away his life to having children? You got to be crazy. They're just sitting there in wait for you to destroy everything. So where in the world would such insanity come from? Now, the world assumes that this is this vast conspiracy in which every generation fools their children into thinking how wonderful it would be to get married and how great it is to have a family. And because of that, people get trapped in every generation and they keep doing the same stupid things and nobody figures it out. But it's not true. It's not a conspiracy. It is one of the most unbelievable gezeiros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the world. So because of that, he sticks this ridiculous libido into you, which makes you do things that no intelligent person would ever want to do. And because of that, you get stuck in a mess, and by then it's too late. So that's why Rav was moaning and groaning, now what? Anyway, so the point is, Tana, I mean, in real life, you know, let's talk honestly. An Isha you would look at as a chemet mole tzoa, upia mole dam. I mean, what is a woman, you know, like a big barrel full of excrement, and her mouth, her opening, so to speak, is full of blood with nidos. And nonetheless, hakol ratzim acharei, the whole world's chasing her as if this is the most wonderful thing in the world, dressing her up, making her wonderful. Continues the pasuk in Kohelet, ki holecha adam el beit olamo. Omri b'yitzchak, why does it say el beit olamo? Olamo means his own world. That teaches us an amazing thing. It teaches us melamed shekol tzadik v'tzadik notnim lo mador lefi chvodo, that every individual tzadik doesn't go to a olam. He goes to his own specific mador that is according to the madrega that he was able to achieve in olam hazeh. So this is the interrelationship we spoke about before of the nature of sheshes me'amaseh. Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbos, yochal be'Shabbos, right? So that's the relationship of one's life to one's post-life in this world. And that is very much a Shabbos and Chol interrelationship, which is exactly what we've been talking about, is the Uvda de Chol, and how it is that the individual, we start off with preparing for Shabbos, and then went on how those preparations are usable on Shabbos Gufa. So, Marshal Melech Shenichnas Huva Avadav Le'ir. Imagine you have a king that is going in with a vast entourage. Everybody's coming in to the gates of the city. Now, the fact is that everybody comes into the same gate. And as far as an observer from another planet would be concerned, there's no distinction that is made in terms of the organisms coming into the gate, right? Exactly the same. Everybody dies and it's all over. But the truth is, Kishein Lanin, when they're coming to where it is that they're going to be staying in the hotel, kol echad v'echad notnim lo mador lefi chvodo. So then you can tell the difference. The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, my dichtiv, also is part of this entire description in Koheles. Hayaldut v'asharut hevel. So your childhood and your youth, when you're still your black-haired youth, those things are just hevel, they're emptiness. What does that mean, shacharut, the relationship to yaldut? It means dvarim shadam oseh biyalduto, mashkirim panav le'ed ziknuto. So the things that were very debilitating when the person was younger, Rashi says this specifically applies to sexual activity, because we were continuing on from the description that we had before, that this would be something that would make Barzilai Agiladi lose all of his keches and so on. So a person who overdoes the things he overdoes in his youth, they make him black. In other words, they make him old and worn out in his old age. But the simple meaning is that the type of things, this is the, like the Rambam brings in Hilchos Teshuva, the type of things that a person can do as a youngster are things that he should do tshuva on while he's still young enough to do them, because otherwise his tshuva is not really a full teshuva, because you need that libido for teshuva. The Omer Rebbe Yitzchak, Kosher Rima Lameit Kimachat Bivisar Hachai. There's an impact on a mate from the destruction of his body, obviously not a physical impact, But it's the same type that you can imagine, the same type of pain of sticking a needle into your skin. That's a worm crawling through a body. During the 7 days of Avelus, the person mourns over himself, because it says v'nafsho alav te'eval. His own nefesh, it continues on there in Kohelis, his own nefesh will be an avel for himself. And the lashon of avel is 7 days, because it says v'yasal aviv avel shivat yamim. Amar Rav Yehuda, you should know that because of this, a mate she'in lo menachamim. Suppose there's a person dies and has no avelim. So people don't realize that when they come to be menachem avel, they think they're talking only to the avel. But the truth is that those avelim are going through a process of mourning that a person mourns for himself. And that coming to the Beit HaAvelim is very meaningful to the nefesh of the mate. And because of that, you should bring together a minyan, Hokin Hasra B'nei Adam, who should sit there in that place where that person lived, as if they were avelim, v'yoshvim b'mekomo. There was a person who had died in Rav Yehuda's neighborhood, and he didn't have any menachamim. There's no mourning for him. So every single day, Rav Yehuda would grab 10 guys from the yeshiva, and he would go over to that person's home, v'yatve v'duchte, and they would sit there in his makom as if they were mourning. Li'achar shiva yamim. After the shiva, that person appeared in a dream to Rav Yehuda, and he said to him, "Tonuach da'atcha shehinachta et da'ati." So that means there was really a relationship to his own death. Om Rebbe Abo, kol she'omrim b'fnei ha'meit, things that people say in the presence of a mate, the mate actually is yodea, he's aware of it on some level, achi yisatem ha'golel, until the golel, big, big machlokas here, many places, which Rashi and Tosfos, exactly what is meant by yisatem ha'golel. But in any event, it could mean closing the coffin, or it could mean putting on the stone on top of the grave. Big machlokas bechlal, we've spoken about before, about golel v'dofik. By the way, this year there came out some absolutely incredible research about this thing, which shows brain function, specifically hearing function, after death. There were still brain responses in the hearing center. There was like some article that claimed that there's some residual level of awareness and hearing. It's really weird. Anyway, but once it's sotema golel, then the nefesh is completely detached. One says that the definitive moment is the stimata golel, but one of them says, no, it's achi takel habasar. And so long as there's not complete decomposition of his body, there's still a level of the nefesh being responsive and sensitive to what goes on in Olam Hazeh. Sumandi Omer Achi Takel HaBasar Dechtim. Ach Bisaro Alav Yichav. It's exactly what we saw before in the Pasuk, that his own basar is in pain over his own death, and his nefesh will mourn himself. Mandi Omer Ad Shisatem HaGolel is because what the Pasuk says, V'yashov ha'afar ala aretz kishahaya. And that is the moment that the body is put back into the afar, it says that the nefesh will then, ta'ruach tashuv el Elohim asher netana, that then the individual ruach, the nefesh, will go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave it to him. Tana Rabbana, v'ruach tashuv el Elohim asher netana. This means, why asher nitana? I mean, obviously, just say, the ruach will go back to God. I mean, obviously, if you say go back, it means he gave it. We understand that he gave it. So what it means, asher nitana, beautiful drasha, tina lo, give back your nefesh, the way you got it. Kamosh nitana lecha. Just like it was given to you, bitahara, it was completely pure. Then you too, afata, when you return your nefesh, do so, bitahara, in complete teshuva. Marshal Amalek Batsu Vadam. Like, imagine a king that he gives out Bigdei Malchut La'avadav. He gives everybody that works for him beautiful clothing that came from his own treasure house. So the ones who had brains, Pikhim Shabam, keep Lumini Chum B'Kufsa. So they put them in this beautiful box. They folded them up, and they had them kept clean and pressed the whole time. I only wore them at times where they were doing things that obviously were not going to get anything dirty. And the idiots went and acted as if they were entitled to these clothes. I could do whatever I want in them. So I go around, get them filthy, do what, go for vacations in them. Anyways, later on, the king wants his begotten back. So he's mevakish the malchus kelav. So the ones who had brains, they were able to give the begotten back all wrapped up beautifully, all cleaned, and mugoatsim, they're all ironed, they look great. They give back these beautiful begotten from the beggar, and they're filthy. So obviously, he was disgusted. So Lagabi, those who had given him back his clothing, he said, these were intelligent people. Take these kelim, put them back into the original treasure house by the Kisei HaKovet from where they were originally taken, and let them go to their homes now in complete peace. But the idiots, he said, take the kelim and give them into the laundry. And the laundry is Gehenim, where they have to be cleaned from all of their sins. So that's pretty tough dry cleaners. And these guys should be thrown into jail. They should certainly not have a chance to have any fun. Exactly the same thing is true. They will have peace. Like Abigail said to David, that the neshama of you, my master, should be linked tied together,
bound
up in the bundle of life, where all life is tied together by the Kisei HaKovet, where al gufan shel rishaim omer. But instead of Yavo Shalom, Ein Shalom Amar Hashem L'Rishaim. And Avigail also described what would be the alternative of the Tzor HaChaim. So she says to David HaMelech, what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying about Nishmatam. Al Nishmatam Omer, Vet Nefesh Oyevecha Yikalena B'toch Kaf HaKela. That this is there's a sling, like David HaMelech used to use that sling to kill Goliaths. So on their neshamas, they should be inside of a hand. The kaf is like a palm that holds the rock in a sling. And Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Nishmatan shel tzadikim agnuzot tachat kisei hakavod, shenemar vayta nefesh adoni tzura b'tzor hachayim, is what that means. They will be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayocho. V'shel rishaim, but they are zomamot ve'olchot, they're zomamot, probably I should say. So it's like they've got a bit over them, meaning that they're constantly unable to escape the limits that they died with. U'malach achad omed b'sof ha'olam, u'malach acher omed b'sof ha'olam, u'mekalin nishmatan ze leze. It's in the same way that all of life for them was a hopeless search for something that would give them some type of what they felt was fulfillment. They were driven to insane behavior. The same thing follows them, Hashem Yishmar, in their death. And it's as if their neshamas are being thrown from one end of the universe to the other. Shinemar vet nefesh oyvecha yikalena betoch kaf hakola. Some of the Balei Kabbalah use this as a remez to needing to be over Gilgulim, in order to be mesakin the nefesh, so the nefesh has to be mesgalgal, come back from one end of the universe, the other end of the universe, never to be able to be completely filled until finally it fulfills itself. Ask the Gemara, Omele Rabba El Rav Nachman, okay, but what about Beinonim? Like, what about people in the middle? You talked about extremes over here. Omele said, Rav Nachman, oh my gosh, it's a good thing you asked me now. If I would have dropped dead before you asked me, I never would have been able to tell you this. This is very important because this is a Kabbalah that I have from Shmuel. And I can't believe I didn't say it over before. Both those who are Rishayim and those who are Beinonim are given over to the Malach of Duma. Duma means complete and total silence. The difference between them is that the ones who are Beinonim, they don't have any suffering, yesh la manoach, but the ones who are rishayim mamish have no rest. So I just want to mention something that I think is a very, very powerful behavior that is kedai to learn from these gemaras, and I find it extremely, extremely powerful. And that is that while a person is alive, he should learn to mourn for his own death. Because that way, in the same way that like this, it's too late to do anything about it. But the point of recognizing the loss to the world, as if you were surviving in the world, but you would no longer be there, is a real way to begin to understand, sort of from the outside, your own value and your own importance and how much your life means to you. And because of that, it's very ma'orer a person to these gemaras to be able to respond. Omar of Mori, atidim tzadikim da'avi afra. Even the greatest tzadikim, they have to become decayed into dust. Because it says in the pasuk, v'yashov afar elo aretz kishaya. That means, this is talking about everybody, right? Now the question is, was he right? Because Reb Nachman had hired some guys to do some digging in his backyard, and they were digging. And what happens? All of a sudden, they come upon a body that's buried there. And instead of immediately calling the Rashut HaAtikot, which you're b'chuyev to do nowadays, if you don't do that, you get thrown into jail, you know. But around here, anyway. Instead, the body snorted at them, Nacharbe, so like growled at them. And this was the body of Rav Acha bar Yoshia. They got scared out of their wits, and they came running in to tell Rav Nachman, oh my God, Nachar ben Gavra, we're digging. Somebody is growling at us in the ground. So Rav Nachman came to the to this body, and he asks the body, who are you? Man Yumar. And he says, I'm Achai bar Yoshia. So he said, I don't understand. Didn't Rav Mori say that all tzaddikim are going to become offer? How come you're not offer? You're supposed to have decayed. What are you doing there? Omar Lay, who the hell is that? I never heard of him. Mani Mari, obviously. He hadn't even been born yet. I don't care what he said. Lo Yadana Lay, never heard of the guy. Omar Lay, okay, fine. You never heard of Rav Mori. I understand, but I mean, he quoted a pasuk. He quoted a pasuk, V'yashov ha'afar ela aretz kishaya. Omar Lay, so this Rav Chai's body says to Rav Nachman, well, I can see that you don't know very much. I mean, you might have had a Rebbe who taught you Kohelet, so you knew that first pasuk, you know, so you're asking me from Kohelet, but I guess you never learned Mishle, huh? So lo akaryach Mishle, because in Mishle it says, rekav atzamot kin'ah. What causes the decomposition of bones? People who have kin'ah. If you have any type of jealousy, envy of other people, that just tears you apart. Atzmotav markivim. But if you're like me, and ein lo kinah b'libo, so then ein atzmotav markivim. It's very clear from Mishle that that pasuk is not referring as a universal statement. It's saying that those people who unfortunately were never able to get beyond the envy of other people, so they destroy themselves. So Rav Nachman wasn't sure whether he was hallucinating or whether this was like a little bit of a crazy story. He'd be talking to a dead man. And so he bends down and he squeezes him to see whether he's really there. And he was really there. Chazid Yitbe Meshasha. He saw, I mean, it wasn't like a ghost. He's going to put his fingers through him. And, you know, first he thought he was like in Hogwarts there for a moment. But no, this guy is actually there. So if he's actually there, he said, look, you know, if you're really here and you do not have to become offer, so why waste your time in the grave? Come on in. We can learn, you know. So would you like to come into the house? You know, as they answered, Harry, I haven't had anything to drink for 600 years. What are you offering me? What do you bring me into the house? So this, the body says to him, Omar Lay, you know, I thought that you just didn't know Mishle. Little did I realize that you're a total Amoritz. Gilita adaita da filo nevi'e lo karita. Apparently, forget about it. I mean, you apparently never read even Nevi'im. Forget about not reading Ksuvim. I mean, it says in Yecheskel, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem b'pitchi et kivrotechem. You will know that I am Hashem when I'm the one who opens up your kvarim. This is referring to Trias HaMesim, which means that the only one who can give reshus to be yotzei from a kever is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're an idiot. I should come into your house. Omar Leis, Reb Nachman asked him, okay, fine, but I have learned Bereishis, you know? I mean, I'm not that big of an Amoritz, and it says in Bereishis, ki afar atav el afar tashuv. I mean, that is the universal human condition that's defined in Gan Eden. I mean, come on. I mean, what are you going to do with that pasuk? You're not supposed to be here. So what's going on? Omar Leis, so he said to him, that's true. But that does not mean that upon death, the person should decompose, chas v'shalom. That means sha'ah achat kodem tchiyat ha-metim, a moment before HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mechadesh, the world, so at that moment everything is wiped out, so to speak, to become just primordial material, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can recreate and be mezakeh them to tchiyah, but it does not mean that he should be, after death, be decomposing. You claim that the nishmatan shel tzadikim are gnuzot tachat kisei hakavod. And what you said before, that it's tzura b'tzora chayim, and this means that tzadikim have a neshama that is there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayochol. So how do you explain the fact that that ridiculous ov, right, he's like a necromancer, so he's an uva tamia, the guy, tamia doesn't mean tummy, it means bone. The guy who uses bones, that was that woman that for answered Shaul, and she brought up Shmuel Benegida, utilizing her ov stuff. How is that possible if the nefesh of Shmuel was tachas kisei hakavod? Omar Leis, Rabbi Yaboah said to him, there it was still within 12 months of the death of Shmuel that Shaul became desperate and wanted to find out what was going to happen. And that, in fact, it says in a Braita, that kol shneima sachodesh gufo kayam, for all of the 12 months, which is the time of the avelus on a father and a mother, so the body has some element that is left and isn't completely decomposed. And because of that, nishmato, olah, v'yoredet, there's a constant sense of still a connectedness and a desire for olam hazeh. And because of that, Shmuel was still vulnerable to being called, so to speak. But li'achar shneim asar chodesh, after 12 months after the death, then haguf batel, the body is completely gone, nishmato olah, v'shuv eni yoredet, and is not going to come back, and then Shmuel would not have been callable. Now, Tosis points out, that doesn't mean that it's eni yoredet cannot be yoredet. It means that it can be yoredet upon wanting to be yoredet, because, I mean, we do find, listen, Rabbi Chai Bar Yoshe had obviously been dead for a lot more than 12 months, and was conducting a communication over here, which clearly was not a living communication, was a communication with the nefesh, so to speak. And do you see that it's possible that you can come down? We have the whole story with the beautiful story of Rabbi Bana, who bumps into Eliezer, Eved Avram, and when he knocks on the door of the Maris HaMachpelah, and they talk about, you know, what's Avram doing right now and the whole thing, and Avram Avinu says he can come in, and that's a gorgeous story. And anyway, but you see clearly that it does not mean that there's no connectedness. It means that there's no, would not have been a way for an Ov, Chas v'Shalom, to be able to call him up.